I have the pleasure to talk with
James Doris. I'm Deputy Director of American Issues in the British Foreign Office.
If you can tell us, what is your impression of this visit?
It's actually my third visit to Cuba. It's my first official visit. I was here in 2007 and again in 2013 with my family. We had the opportunity to travel to Cienfuegos. We went to the west. And my impression, it's a really beautiful country. It's a country of tremendous variety. But I do think that what makes a visit to Cuba particularly special is the people. I've met with lots of fantastic Cubans, and they really do make a big difference here.
What can you tell us about bilateral relations and the relations between Cuba and your country?
I think the point I'd make is that over the past 2 years, it has increased notably in warmth and closeness. We had the visit by President Díaz-Canel to London in October of 2018. We had the visit by the Prince of Wales and his wife to Havana almost exactly 1 year ago, in March last year. And we are now having and able to have a variety of conversations about issues where we share views, about issues where our views are different, but we're able to have conversations that a few years ago would have been very hard for our governments to have. And the fact that we have this increasing depth and breadth to the bilateral relationship is, I'm certain, really important for the United Kingdom, and I think really important for Cuba too. So we were talking about British investments here. There are relatively few British investments. I was making the point that our investments are by British companies, not by the British government. As a government, in part because of the opportunities that the UK's exit from the European Union gives us, we are keener than ever to help British companies trade overseas and invest successfully overseas. And overseas, of course, includes Cuba. I met with the first Vice Minister of the Ministry of Foreign Trade, with MINSEX, earlier today. And one of the things we were talking about was some of the barriers that are in place here to investment. And that's investment by Cubans as much as by foreign companies. I commented, for example, on the impression I've got talking to Cuban and foreign businessmen over the past couple of days about the amount of red tape. That's to say, the amount of bureaucracy and the hope on the part of businessmen that the government government departments will be able to work together, as we understood from the First Minister, is very much President Díaz-Canel's ambition to reduce the level of bureaucracy in order to make it easier for all companies, Cuban companies and foreign companies, to grow and to do business.
Before we end this interview, asking you, where is the position of your government when we're talking about the blockade imposed by the U.S. to Cuba?
As our ambassador was saying in the conversation we were having in Spanish earlier on, we do not agree with the blockade. There is a regular vote in the United Nations against the blockade, and the UK has consistently voted against it. We're keen to see the economic growth of economies around the world. Economic growth brings prosperity, it brings freedom, it encourages the sorts of change that we are keen to encourage in our own countries and to see other countries achieving as well. One of our core objectives as the UK is to promote global prosperity, and that is because we see our own national self-interest lying in a world, a whole world, that is prosperous and secure.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk with
James Doris from the British Foreign Office. Thank you.